today, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome to Victory is Assured. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God, and specifically because there is a difference between knowing and believing the love of God. And I strongly encourage you, if you have not heard anything before this, please go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and there you can find these materials. You can also sign up for a free daily devotional. It takes you about 90 seconds a day to feed yourself on the Word of God, and then there'll be some practical things there you can do. In addition, you can go to sign up for our podcast and receive these absolutely free, okay? Now, our partners are the ones that make that possible. Partners, thank you so much. We're very grateful to you. So, here we are. We've been talking about and seeing God's love in action. We looked at God's love in action with Adam. We looked at God's love in action with Peter. Now we're looking at this. It's called a parable. Honestly, I'm not certain it is a parable, because at the beginning, and if I refer to it as a parable, please understand I'm not altogether sure it's not exactly the same. We're here in Luke chapter 15, verse 11, and because it says a certain man. Usually in parables, it's more of like a, like you're talking about a concept, but this seems to be specifically talking about some people, okay? So, again, let's get back to where we were. Certain men had two sons. We're in verse 11, Luke 15, 11. A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." So he divided to them his livelihood, to them. That means to the older son and the younger son. So the younger son, in verse 5, not many days after, the younger son gathered together, journeyed to a far country, there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. Okay, he changed the way he was living. At the father's house, he was living one way. He leaves, and now he's going to live a different way. In other words, somehow or another, he just thought that the father was wrong in how the father lived life. So he's going to go, made a different choice, going to live a different way. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land that he began to be in want. Okay? So how did he end up in want? Did the father put him in want? No, he did not. So when you say that you made some bad choices and God's done this to you, you are lying. What has done, what has made, messed up your life is your own choices. You know, I have to tell people this all the time. I was sexually assaulted as a child, and I've seen plenty of people make a choice not to get over it. And then I've seen people make the choice that I will not let that define me, and I'm moving forward. And a lot of times we want to blame the event, but you have a choice to make as to who you want to be. Maybe I'll talk a little bit more about that as we go along, but he makes a choice. Now, the father, in the ultimate act of love, honors that choice. He says, so there's a severe famine in the land. He says, then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. Okay, now, historically speaking, this is a horrible thing for a Jewish boy to be sent to feed pigs, okay? Because to them, the pigs are unclean animals. That is a no, 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 no. You don't want to do that. I mean, you're perpetually unclean. And yet, that's what he goes and does. Now, here's a question for you, all right? Think about this. You have left your daddy's house. You've left your daddy's ways of living. And so you go, you try to live life the way you think life ought to be lived. Find out daddy was a little smarter than you thought, because What's funny is daddy still has stuff even in the famine, right? Your way of living, when hard times hit, had a severe effect on you. When hard times hit daddy, it didn't even affect daddy. Daddy's got a fatted calf still, right? Because daddy had a right way of living. See, a lot of times people think, well, daddy's just trying to take away my fun. I mean, probably this is one of the things that this kid made was is that, well, I want to go, you know, mess around with women. I want to go have parties. I want to go do all this. And people are saying, but daddy won't let me. That's not the way daddy lives. And then people say, well, yeah, but tell me, I mean, is that really the way life should be lived? Well, go try it. And what happens? It doesn't work. And see, the father was never trying to take away the boy's fun. That wasn't what he was trying to do. He was trying to teach him a way of living that would allow him to prosper all the days of his life, that he would never be in lack, and ultimately never end up having to feed a bunch of pigs. You know, a lot of times when people read the Ten Commandments, they read them as a bunch of don'ts, and you should read them as a bunch of do's. This is the way to have a life that will not cost you, that will, listen, you go through that, you start stealing, you start lying, you start committing adultery, you start doing all this other stuff, eventually that's going to bite you in the rear end, and there's going to be a price to pay. He's not trying to take away your fun. He's trying to give you a life that is successful, a life that works, a life of peace, a life of joy. That's what he wants for you. He's not trying to take away fun. Just like this father was not trying to take away fun from his younger son. No. What was he trying to do? He was trying to get him to a place of that he would be secure. But he didn't do it, and so he is now not secure. And now he has compromised himself doing something he probably never, ever imagined he would ever have to do. Does any of this sound familiar? So, here's the interesting thing to me about this. When the severe famine hits and he begins to be in want, instead of going back and joining himself to his father, he joins himself to some citizen in that country who's going to make him slop pigs. I guarantee you, if he'd have gone back to daddy's house, daddy, he might have some work for him to do, but he's not going to make him slop pigs. Are you hearing this? Why? Why do you keep trying? I know I'm right. I know this is the right way to do it. Then why isn't it working? Why is it bringing destruction? And why don't you go back to the way that it was working? I've seen people say, well, I don't believe in organized religion and all this other stuff. And then they end up kookier than a fruitcake. And then they, you know, they don't really have any real relationship with God. Nothing's working. Everything's going wrong. Hey, maybe at some point you should think about going someplace where you can sit, hear the word, get built back up. This is the importance of the local church because it keeps, for most people, keeps that from happening. But why are you sitting there staying in the hog trough? Listen, I would like to think that if I'd made some really, really bad choices, I'd like to think that if I'd lost everything, I'd wake up and say, you know what? I think I'm going to go back to daddy's house and have him teach me how to live because obviously I was wrong. I'd hate to think that I was so hard-headed to think, well, no, I'm still right. I just hit a bump in the road, so I'm going to join myself to one of the local people and do it this way. I'd hate to think that I would behave that way. To the point that this evidently goes on for a while. It says he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed the swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate. But no one gave him anything. So this is going on for a little bit, right? This is not just like, you want me to do what? You want me to feed pigs? I'm going back to daddy's house. He's down there. He's actually doing this for a little while. He's doing this thing that he never thought he'd do himself doing simply because he does not want to humble himself and go back to father's house. He doesn't want to acknowledge that daddy is right. Daddy was the one. Okay, let's take it a little bit out of this. There's people that do this to God. well, I know God says that you shouldn't fornicate and that it shouldn't be this way, but I know better. It doesn't really hurt anything. His principles are outdated. The Bible is outdated. Yeah, how is that working out for you? How is that doing for you? Your way of living, living contrary to the Scripture, how is that working out? How successful are you? How successful is your family? I'm just saying, if you're in the hog trough, isn't it time to get out? Isn't it time? I don't believe in church. Okay, fine. But Jesus does. Jesus even went to church when he knew those churches really weren't going to be in operation anymore here shortly. Your way, if you're sitting around and you're in hard time, what about this? I don't believe it's that way. Kurt, I don't believe this authority stuff that you've been ministering. How's that working? I don't believe in healing. How's that working? I don't believe in prosperity. How's that working? Are you hearing me? Go back to Father's house. Just say, hey, this isn't working. I'm tired of eating with the pigs. I'm tired of not having anything. I'm going back to Daddy's. I'm going to go back to somebody that it's proven to work. People say, well, I know plenty of people who read their Bible and it doesn't work. Ask yourself this question. Do you really want to follow the guy who's proven it doesn't work or get in the Bible? Jesus did it and it worked for him. It worked for him up into the day that he gave his life. People say, well, then he wouldn't have had to give us. No, he had to do that for you. Get into the Word. Go to a church that teaches the Word. Get, you know, listen to the Word over and over again and then do it. Quit trying to argue and thinking you know the best way and it's not working. You don't need to be in the hog trough. Now, one thing we'll start getting into tomorrow, Daddy knows he's in the hog trough. Daddy knows he's feeding pigs. People say, well, if God really loved me, why doesn't he get me out of that? Because you won't make a different choice. Why should he help if you're not going to make a different choice? Why should he help if you're not going to make changes? You just end up back there again. It doesn't matter even if you receive the fullness of your inheritance. You'll end up back in the hog trough because your way's wrong. Listen, God loves you, but God is not going to override your choice. You're going to need to make a different choice. We've got more to say on this. We'll continue on with this. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured because the Father loves you. Stay tuned to Michael for these important announcements.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking His Word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all-inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore?